you may not think of this state as a top-producing oil area. However, turn back the clock about a century, and an oil boom here was bringing men, women, and children to work and causing the population to swell fivefold. The story of Stapleton No. 1 is today's edition of the American Countryside.
This holiday season, don't forget to stop by our online store at AmericanCountryside.com. There you'll find Andrew's award-winning books like The Man Who Was President for a Day, Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, and Making Mountains Out of Molehills. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. While you're there, take a listen to some of your favorite American Countryside features and browse the scenic route, the new expanded version of the American Countryside. Give a slice of Americana this Christmas. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
When you think of oil states, you may think of Texas and Oklahoma. Renee Albert shares the story of another oil boom state here at the Kansas Oil Museum.
They mapped out like a 32-mile square area and decided that on the John Stapleton farm just northwest of where we're talking now was the best place to drill.
On October 6, 1915, the well struck oil at a depth of 500 feet, with the largest deposit hit at nearly 2,500 feet deep near El Dorado, Kansas.
That started the boom because then everyone heard there's oil in Kansas. So they came to get rich or they came to get a job, and then that started all the boom towns.
Towns like Oil Hill and Midian sprang up to accommodate the rush of people filling oil jobs. By 1919, just 4 years after oil was found at the Stapleton site, there were over 1,800 producing wells in the county.
They had their own little, like, community. It was like a company town. They would have their own general store. They would have their own doctor. They would have their own sports teams and schools.
But the initial rush soon faded. Some towns disappeared more quickly than they were created.
There's a video we play in our gift shop, and I listened to the little lady on there, and she says, "I watched my town being hauled away on trucks," because it was like once the oil was gone, the companies came in and they left, you know, and they took either tore it all down or took things, everything with them.
There is still oil in Kansas, and this town still has its refinery, but the boom days have long ago faded. The stories remain, though, and we'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. El Dorado, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.